Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
.45 The Zone and 9:34 The Wake Up Zone. We're powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Titans football is back. This team is ready to take the next step. 2019 season tickets are available calling 615-565-4200. 615-565-4200. Flexible payment plans are available. That's what we're doing with Mickey Ryan, having him on our show this morning. From, of course, the 3HO on 104.5 The Zone, the one and only Mickey. What's going on this morning, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
We're good. The music was not by accident. Now, you guys, you and your daughter, saw the Queen show last night. How was it?
We did. I got to say, man, it was an incredible show. They are, you can tell, very grateful and very thankful that they can still get out and play all these amazing songs for their fans. And, you know, the love goes both ways. Brian May and Roger Taylor, who are the two original members that remain active in Queen.
But how do you replicate, how do you replicate Freddie Mercury's vocals, which are just, and you know a lot more about this than I do, but just watching, you know, I went back, you know, after I saw the movie, I went back and saw some of the, on YouTube, you know, some of the videos of the songs they did, and his vocal range was just unbelievable.
It's interesting, Mark, because Adam Lambert, they came out and played a couple of songs, and he addressed that. Because you don't have to be a vocal major at Belmont to understand that Freddie Mercury was just different than other people. God, yeah. Just, he made one Freddie Mercury, and we all got the privilege of hearing him sing. But Adam Lambert basically walked to the middle of the arena. That stage was extended where they could kind of come out into the middle of the people. And he said, I'm going to go ahead and address the elephant in the room. I am not Freddie Mercury. But I'll tell you what, I'm here tonight to honor him just like all of you. I'm going to do my very best to do justice to the way he did these songs, and let's just celebrate together. I mean, it was just, it's an amazing thing that they put that in the show because it puts everybody at ease.
Yeah.
There are people like you, Mark, who they would ask that question and go, well, he's not Freddie Mercury. What, you know, why would they? Well, they're out playing these songs for their fans. And they literally found a guy who can deliver the songs in an unbelievable way in Adam Lambert. So
I'm sure it's pretty similar to Vince Gill now, and you know, talking about Glenn Frey with the Eagles.
Well, and Vince and Glenn's son Deacon,
yeah,
kind of stepped in to take that role. But you know, there are some people who say, "Well, I'm not going to see Chicago without Peter Cetera," and
I'm one of them. I call Chicago Peoria now because they're not Chicago anymore.
But if you look, there's still the three horn players and yeah. Robert Lamb, who sang a bunch of the hits. So you either have to reconcile with yourself if I want to hear these songs played by some of the people from that band.
The guy from Mad About You's brother who looks just like him.
But our rock stars guys are getting on up there. So anytime they come to town, I'm going to try to go see them while I still can. Heck, I'm getting on up there.
What's the I know, then we will talk about the Titans. What's the one concert that you want to see that you haven't been to yet?
Oh goodness, I have literally seen just about everybody in some incarnation or another. I never got to see a full concert by the Eagles. I saw them play one song in an award show, so for me, that's the one that got away because I love Glenn Frey.
Oh really? Yeah.
So I'd certainly see him with Vince, and I'd be honored to do it. But I would sure love to have seen Glenn Frey and that version of the Eagles do a full concert.
Mickey Ryan is our guest from 3HL. You were out, you know, checking out all of practice the last couple of days with the Titans and Patriots. What stood out to you about the way the Titans offense performed?
I kind of feel the same way that I felt for a long time. They have trouble throwing the ball outside the numbers, and they have trouble at times throwing the ball deep. I mean, everybody does. It's harder to throw it 28 yards than it is to throw it 8 yards. but they seem to have struggled with that. And I thought Marcus has had good tempo, and I think he's got a good command of the offense. You know, at one point before the Patriots came to town, they ran a route or they ran a play against their own defense in a full team drill, and Kenny Vaccaro yelled out, "Please, y'all, get some new routes. We know all of these." So the familiarity had gotten so great that the defense had really started to dominate them most days. So the Patriots come in, and it's a fresh look for both sides. And I still like what the Titans can do in the intermediate game, but that throwing outside the numbers and throwing deep, that's something I'd still like to see them do better.
How concerned are you about the offensive line and, you know, with all the different combinations they tried here in camp, and what might be ahead when the actual season gets here?
Well, I think when the season gets here, if they're healthy, it's going to be Jack Conklin and Pam File. His name gets said more different ways than any human on this earth. And it's going to be Ben Jones, and it's going to be Roger Saffold. And they've been easing him back with practice, because really, do you need to watch him practice? And then it's going to be Dennis Kelly for 4 weeks. You know, all the other guys need, what, 9, 10, 10 maybe? Let's say 10, because that's a nice even number. I think all the rest of that is, and you guys know this, they're trying to find those swing guys. You know, Corey Levin, he can play guard and center. And, you know, a guy like Austin Pastor or Jamil Douglas, they're just trying to figure out, I think, who are the best guys who can go in and compete with this first unit if they ever had to. Because you guys know this. I mean, by week two last year, they had Tyler Merritt playing in a game.
Yeah.
And they ran the Wild Henry in that game against the Texans and won. So I think right now, especially with the rookie, with Nate Davis being, I mean, he's injured and he's missed practice, I think they know who they want to go with. I think they do. I think everything else is just making sure the other guys are up to speed. Because if somebody gets hurt and you got to go in, you know, that's one of those things. You not only have to perform, you have to be in sync with everybody around you to make sure that you're helping them perform at their best, too.
Who do you think are the best long shots who have a chance to actually crack the roster?
I like Jeremy McNichols a lot, and I watch the carries that he's getting and who he's getting the carries with. He was a real talented running back at Boise State, and he catches the ball well, and he's got a real nice burst. I like Khalif Raymond a lot, but, you know, we were talking this week. We didn't say his name a whole lot at practice against the Patriots. You know, that's a big physical secondary, and that's a well-oiled machine. And, you know, Blaine used to always tell me, hey, don't get excited because some dude's out here in shorts and he looks like Superman. Let's see if he can get off the jam. Let's see if he can get away from an NFL cornerback. Now, if that happens, come tell me how great this guy in shorts is. So Cleve needs to have a nice bounce back in the game, because he didn't say a whole lot about him. Gosh, Jamil Douglas is a guy I mentioned on the offensive line. I don't think people know much about him, and we've seen him get some reps at the ones.
How about the Nuga guys? Kareem Moore, you know, who's made a lot of noise at corner. Tough position to break into. But, yeah, you know, I mean, who knows? They might decide that with the versatility of Evans, that they might only keep four outside linebackers. Maybe they keep an extra corner.
Well, Kareem Moore has literally made a play at least one almost every day that we've been out there. You know, it's a numbers game because, my gosh, LaShawn Sims is the fourth cornerback on this team. And you guys know this, when he plays pretty well. If he's your number four, you're pretty good at cornerback on your NFL roster. But, no, Kareem Moore's been good. Here's the thing. The Titans are so deep at corner. If Kareem Moore doesn't make the Titans, there's a real good chance he plays somewhere else this year. I believe that.
Mickey, what do you guys got going on today?
Joe Rexroad has gotten off the banned list, and he cannot join us. So
yeah.
He's joined the Athletic and is available. As you guys know, he's been on your show. So Joe's going to come on and give his opinions about some things. Great guy, and certainly knows the Nashville sports market. And the man they call Moonshine, Mark Mariani, will join us from 3 to 5. And he played NFL football for 7 years. So he's a great resource for what's going on in camp and all these receivers trying to make the team and return men and all that stuff. So we hope people will just listen all day. Just rip the knob off and stay with the zone.
That's what you got to do. Turn it up to 11. Mickey, thanks, man.
Guys, thanks for having me. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right. From 3HL, that's our friend Mickey Ryan right here on the Wake Up Zone. 9:43 the time, the Wake Up Zone powered by the Tennessee Lottery. As long as we're talking about Kareem Moore, let's hear what Kerry Combs has to say. We'll hear that coming up next here on the Zone.